Mr. President, Director General, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, let me begin by congratulating you, Mr. President, and your Vice President on your election to preside over this World Health Assembly. Allow me also to take this opportunity to appreciate the Director General's able leadership of the World Health Organization through these tough times that are characterized by global financial crisis, dwindling resources, a changing global architecture, and emerging disease conditions and dynamics, especially the dual epidemics of communicable and non-communicable diseases. Director General, we wish to acknowledge your continued support to the African continent through these turbulent times and your commitment to equity and quality in healthcare delivery in the global scene. Zimbabwe has managed to register significant improvements in health delivery thanks to the support from the World Health Organization and other partners. We have continued to register steady progress towards our Millennium Development Goal targets, improved EPI coverage, and a significant improvement in health staff levels thanks to the government efforts and the support from the Global Fund and various partners working within the country. Our health worker retention scheme has been remarkably successful, and we recommend the model to sister states with similar human resources problems. We continue to receive significant technical support on health issues through the World Health Organization Country Office and the Inter-Country Support Team, which is based in Harare, and we are satisfied with the operations in the country. Mr. President, in spite of these positive developments, we note with concern the significant financial constraints affecting the World Health Organization. These constraints have resulted in significant budget cuts for the key areas of HIV, TB, maternal and child health, and control of non-communicable diseases, among others. Although we appreciate that there is funding for HIV from other institutions, we feel the WHO, being the lead agency in health, should be in the forefront in the fight against HIV. We further call upon the Director General to assess the potential impact of these cuts in the fight against HIV, particularly in Southern Africa, which is the epicenter of the pandemic. In light of these budget cuts, concerted effort is required to ensure that previous gains made in these areas are not lost. It is our humble view that these financing challenges are due in part to the worrying trend in the financing structure of the World Health Organization, where an increasing proportion of the program budget is being funded from voluntary contributions. The cuts in the number of staff and the bunching together of certain strategic units within the country and inter-country support teams are a cause of concern for us and many others in the African region. The gains made in the areas of HIV and AIDS and MCH, among others, will certainly be lost if appropriate action is not taken to counter the anticipated impact of these staff cuts. We urge the Director General to continue to examine closely the issue of equity and disease burden in our various continents as the World Health Organization carries out these inevitable reforms. Non-communicable diseases become significant public health problems affecting us. Concerted efforts is required to address the developmental challenges presented by NCDs. As Zimbabwe, we appreciate the high-level efforts that are underway to address the challenges posed by NCDs, in particular UN Resolution 64/225, to convene a high-level meeting of the United Nations General Assembly in September 2011. Let me at this point acknowledge the important role played by the Director General and their staff during the recent first global ministerial conference on NCDs and healthy lifestyles, which was hosted by Russia in Moscow last month as part of the preparations for head of state meeting. Mr. President, the state of maternal and child health services remains a matter of grave concern to us. Dwindling external funding for MCH service is sure to worsen the current state of these services and derail the efforts of government, particularly in Africa, to reduce maternal mortality ratio and child mortality rates in line with the AMD targets. MCH services will not only suffer from direct cuts, but also indirectly from cuts in areas such as HIV and AIDS. Although we appreciate the need for the organization to be dynamic, we are particularly concerned with the impact of potential negative reforms within the World Health Organization, one of which we are starting to feel in the form of staff cuts in key program areas such as HIV and TB. Let me conclude, Mr. President, by stating the fact that in this global village, injury to one is indeed injury to all. We urge all the nations of the world to double their efforts in preserving humanity and improving quality of life through increased support to the World Health Organization and our fight against disease. I thank you.